I just wanted to thank you, Sachem, for talking about the importance of language around water. Could you talk about that a little more with us?
Yeah, absolutely. Water is a living, breathing entity, right? Like the earth is one big, giant, living, breathing entity. And you know, we're only part of it. We're like, you know, living off of it. What are like those things that live off your body? If you looked at a microscope and saw those living organisms that live on your body, like we're part of that on the planet, you know. And so there's this indigenous group called the Maori in New Zealand, and they actually, using their language and their traditional knowledge, they were able to claim their river as a living, breathing entity. And this is important because if it's a living entity, then it cannot be, you can't poison it. You can't put pipelines under it. You can't dump into it chemicals and all these things. The river is actually protected now. And since it's been protected, the life of the river has just tripled, and it's just been amazing. It's only been a few years, but it's because of their language, because they always say, and this is like I learned this a while ago, and I have it on my wall. I am the river and the river is me. I am the mountain and the mountain is me. We are all one. We're there's no separation. So when in our language, the word for Earth Mother is Hapkinagak, Hapkinagak, right? Which literally translated to, "This is my mother. I'm umbilically attached to her," right? But through colonization, and separation, our language shifted, and we started saying Akinagak, which is, "Here is my mother," right? But it's no longer like that. That separation has kind of basically severed our umbilical connection, right? And so we need to decolonize our language. We need to really look at how we're talking about things, right? And so, especially with water, especially with nature and trees. If a tree is just a tree, then you cut it up and turn it into boards and sell it. It's a sellable commodity. English is full of nouns. It's full of everything has an exact purpose, and that's it. You know, our languages, our original languages, all of our original languages were very much fluid, in motion, verbs, actions. You know, what is that tree doing? Is it breathing for us? Is it breathing for the planet? Is it the biggest carbon sink on the planet? And if we cut them all down, what's taking the carbon out of the air? We're taking away the lungs of the planet. We're taking and is it just oxygen that the trees and the plants are giving off? Right? Like that's just one part of what that tree is doing. You know, that's one part of what that plant is doing. So it's learning all of these things and learning how to fight back on their turf, using language against them, because that's what we have to do. And they use language against us, and it's the lack of knowledge and lack of understanding their definitions of language that's causing us to lose the battle. If the river is alive, if we're part of that river, then we don't just fight the pipelines, we fight the source. Because you can't poison the water, you can't poison the land, so you can't take that oil out of the land in the first place. You can't, you know, it stops at the tar sands. You know, anyway, these are just things that, you know, it's like the lizard. If you keep cutting off its tail, it's going to grow back. If you cut off its head, you have no more pipe, you have no more tail, you know. And so this is kind of like learning from the Maori, learning from these indigenous peoples that have kept their traditional knowledge forever of their understanding of the planet. One thing that I talk about, and I'll I'll just be real brief because I think it's important, is the way that colonization has worked so well is that they've separated us from our mother. They've separated us from our language, our seeds, our songs, our traditions, and where we come from, right? And so people need a connection. So like we have Facebook, right? Because we need community, you know, because they've isolated us into these boxes. So Facebook is our fake community, or social media is our fake community, you know, because we no longer really live in our communities anymore. One thing that I say is, how many generations, when I'm in a room, I say, how many generations back can you remember? How many people can remember six generations back, like six grandparents ago? Any of you know, like, your sixth great grandfather, grandmother? No. How about four generations? No. That's separation. And we're all suffering from separation anxiety. We're all suffering from this, right? This is part of colonization. It's very purposeful, right? So if you're removed, then they can add all the history for you. You know, if you can remember where you came from, and your languages, and your songs, and your seeds, and your ancestors, then they can't control you, you know? Taking away women as being a powerful leader in our communities. The women's connection to the earth. Women carry the seeds. They carry the water. They carry the food. They're the most connected to the mother. So what do? We call them witches, rip them in half, and demoralize them and degrade them, so that they're no longer in power. So patriarchy can take over, which again goes with consumerism and control and capitalism. So anyway, these are parts of what's happened to us, and we have to kind of decolonize these things. You know, when I got married, I took on my wife's last name. You know, that's part of our culture, is we marry into the wife's clan, the woman's clan, you know. That now, even North American Indians today, are the women are taking on the man's last name, which is colonization.
So you brought up family a lot and like ancestric background. Do you think it's important to know your language background and how your ancestors and yourself are like connected with the river?
Absolutely. So does anybody know the real name of the Mohicanatuck? I mean, the Hudson?
No.
It's Mohicanatuck. It means the river that flows in both directions. The Mohican, which I'm Mohican Indian, I'm Scatico, means river, right? So if I'm Mohican, I'm the river. I'm not Mohican Indian. That came with colonization, right? Columbus called us Indians. So like, I'm Mohican, I'm the river. If I'm Scatico means the conversion of streams or the coming together of water, right? So we knew we were water back then. And if we don't know our history and we don't know where we come from, we don't know who we are, you know? And that's the separation that's happened to us. And for some people, they'll never get that back. Never get that back. But they can follow instructions from indigenous, from people that actually still have this, to be able to learn about where they come from or where you come from, or, you know, and what traditions are still being, you know, looked into by your ancestors, or even learning how to let go of the ego of control and listening to your ancestors who are still with you anyway. You know, we're all made up of carbon and energy, right? Energy never goes away. It just changes shape, you know, which means that all of that ancestral knowledge is still there. If you can have ancestral intergenerational trauma, you can have ancestral intergenerational healing and knowledge, You know, all that stuff's still there. If you carry the trauma, you carry the knowledge. You carry, you know, so it's a balance. But yes, I totally think if you can find out, then go for it. If you can't, then there's people that you can work with to help you in a different way.